This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. On the show where you can find help and hope, because I got a whole bunch of all that stuff.
Yes.
And with me, we have my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me back.
You know, you heard what she did to me this is what she did a couple weeks ago. We're at the show, and Sean Scott was on, and Donna Caesar, and we're talking, and she goes, "I have an announcement to make." Me, go ahead. She goes, "I've been loving this show for the last 5 years, but this is going to be my last show."
She did not.
Yes. And just like Christine went and like you went, and then she said
April Fool's.
Was not funny.
Good job, Lynn.
You should have expected
everybody
that.
Everybody did the same thing.
That's what I...
Everybody did the same thing. I say it to anyone. The eyeballs pop open. And then they go, "Good one!" And I go, "No, not a good one."
Her face. I had a whole story, but I saw her face, and I went, "Ooh, get out of this quick." Anyway, happy Good Friday.
Yes,
happy Passover.
Happy Passover. Happy Easter. You know, let's really think about what this is about. I mean, it's fun. The Easter Bunny's fun and the Easter egg hunts. But to me, religiously, it's a really fabulous time. Because today is a very sad day. But we're coming to this fabulous, absolutely fabulous day.
But we know outcome, so it's okay.
Yes, we do. Thank you. Thank God. We're
what
lucky.
What a gift. Mm-hmm. What a gift mm-hmm. the cross is today.
Yeah. I've been listening to the Joy FM a lot, and they've been reading a lot of different verses in different parts, and I just really like it. So I think that's a good thing. And I think it's very important for us to remember that, because some people just talk about Easter, just about the Easter Bunny. It's not just about the Easter Bunny. I mean, Easter Bunny's fun and cool, but let's do the other stuff with it, too.
Amen.
I think it's really, really important. So I want to give a call, a shout-out to our news listeners. We have Tiffany in St. Pete. We have Sandra in Pinellas Park. And we have Steffi in Clearwater.
Well, welcome, ladies.
Like I always say, there's plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen to the show live or on YouTube or Facebook or wherever. We're really glad to have you. And today we have my friend Becky Moultrie, who's like an old-timer here now.
Oh my gosh, thanks a lot.
I didn't say all-timers. From Assisting Hands, we're going to chat in a little bit. And then we have my friend Christine Hamacher here today.
Hello, hello.
From Sages, and Christina always has something new going on.
Oh yes, very exciting.
So tell us what's going on.
So Sages is debuting the new Play With Purpose, Dealmaker.
And tell the people that don't know what Sages is what Sages is.
Oh, right. You've got to keep me in line.
Everybody knows.
Exactly. Sages stands for Senior Actors Guild and Education Services. And we are a nonprofit community theater group that tours around Tampa Bay and provides kits for plays with purpose so that communities can learn about positive aging and safety issues. And it's all free to the public. So we are very excited to be debuting our third play with purpose called Dealmaker. And that will be this weekend at the Katherine Hickman Theater, but we are sold out.
Oh, my goodness.
Sold out free tickets, but everybody made their reservations. I've double-checked them, so there is no room, but there is plenty of room. On the 23rd, we will be at the Conmee Center in Dunedin. That's at 750 San Salvador on the Our Lady of Lourdes campus. And it's a beautiful venue, and we have a very exciting thing happening there that you're kind of responsible for, Linda. Uh-oh. I can give you credit for this. So Dealmaker is about a character who, he's a very charming but grumpy patriarch of the family who doesn't want to be told what to do, and he kind of needs to reassess his safety driving and some other issues. And so he gets into, you know, a bunch of little deals he's trying to make with all his family members and friends. And part of that issue, as Linda Goldman, our playwright, brought forward in the play, is we want people to know when it is time, possibly to think about not driving your car anymore because it's safer and there are other options. What do you do with the car? I think that's it means a lot to people, and it represents independence, it represents history and memories. And so we wanted to talk about repurposing it, and that's where you come in. So way back in 2012, and you and I worked together, I purchased a car and used it for my job and saw how many caregivers really struggle with the finances of maintaining a car. Yes, you would know that. And so that, I think that very first year that I had that car, you connected us with Susan Jacobs in Wheels of Success. And I was so inspired by that. We actually got together and we nominated one of our caregivers, and she was selected to present a car, you know, to her from Wheels of Success. And it's a great program. So when we put this play together and started talking about that, I called Susan. And so on Saturday the 23rd, we are going to be presenting My Car from then to an essential worker. So I'm super excited.
So exciting.
Yeah, it's like the circle of caregiving. I'm just so excited. 10 years later, still works, still good car, but I needed something bigger for Sages, you know, hauling everything around. And I couldn't think of a better way to honor that nonprofit, honor caregivers,
and just, Susan Jacobs. I know Susan Jacobs from Professional Women in Power, which was like in 2002, and she worked for someone else. And she came to one of the meetings and said, I want to start this new thing. And because that was like another big successful thing quickly. And a couple of weeks later, the Tampa Bay Times, we had a meeting in Tampa, came walking in and wanted to know if they could do an article about the women's group. Okay, yeah. And they took a picture of Susan and they put it in the newspaper and talked about her thing. She called me a couple of days later crying, and her boss saw it. And he gave her the first contribution.
Fantastic.
You know, it was like so fabulous. And then, you know, any press you can get always helps.
Yeah.
Right.
Helps with it. But I can remember her, you know, it was like, oh, one car and then two cars. And now she's giving out cars all the time, and she has all these dealers that work with her and all these wonderful people. And
it's really cool. I mean, talk about blessings and passing them on, you know. And it is tough. As we age, we wonder what's going to happen and how we're going to get around or what we're going to do. And honestly, the play offers a lot of options. And we have materials from the DMV. We have a speaker from Florida Highway Patrol. Yeah. So we do talk about all the options for safe driving. And then, of course, if you decide that maybe it's time to stop, this is a fabulous option. And what I love is Susan has done so much of this in Hillsborough County. And I'm hoping we can really light a spark here in Pinellas with this.
Because it's so important, and it's so needed, and the conversation is needed. It's tough. That's a tough conversation. But if you, I'll tell you one thing. If you're thinking anything about taking any keys away, please have an alternative plan for your loved one first. Okay, Mom, the money we're going to, we maybe we get from selling this car, we can put in a fund, and you can get Uber or Lyft or what, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
Or senior services. Because I think the biggest fear is, especially for the people aging now, that this was their first independence. This was the biggest deal. And they never had to tell their parents that because their parents didn't live that long.
Right.
They never had to really take the keys away from their parents because they died younger.
Well, and it's the take the keys away mentality that I think makes this such a stigma people can't talk about. So what I love about the script that Linda put together is it really, it adds humor to the situation, but it shows the reality of really looking at the safety and allows the individual who needs to make this decision to make it on their own.
Yeah.
And it's really very important. It's a great play. We have a lead, a new actor in the lead role who hasn't acted in 50 years.
Wow.
And he's so excited. And then we also have our first 11-year-old in the play.
Oh,
and
wow.
She's adorable. So we hope you'll come out. It's a free show. And
You know what I love about all your shows is that it sparks conversation.
Yes, ma'am.
It sparks conversation because you see people in the audience and they're kind of like, like, that's me. Or they're, hey, Lynn, did you see that one?
They do.
I'm waiting for the electric cars. Lenny and I are going to drink wine and sit in the back.
The electric car.
Yeah. And be chauffeured. Chauffeured all around, yeah.
Yep.
By the invisible
driving.
Driver.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I remember when it came time for my mom. So the year before my mom moved to Florida, she got 5 blowouts in her tires from hitting curbs.
Oh, my goodness.
And my brother would call me up, I got to go get another tire, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So we knew when it was time, when she was moving down here, we didn't want that car coming.
Right.
In fact, she gave it to one of my sister's girlfriend's high school kid. You know, that's a good way, too.
That's a good repurpose, yep.
So my mom lived in Freedom Square, and there was transportation there, but she was with me every day. I'd pick her up at 7 o'clock in the morning till like 7 o'clock at night. But she'd be, I wish I had my car, I wish I had a car, I wish I had a car, I wish I had a car. So finally I go, all right, Mama, this is what we're going to do. We're going to rent a car next week. and you can drive around in the car, and if you feel comfortable driving and everything, then we'll talk about you getting a car. Well, it's like day three, I go to pick her up, she's still not driving. So I get into the passenger seat, I'm like, the rental car is going to be done in a couple of days. And I take her from Freedom Square down the back roads to First Home Bank. No big deal. She's like this, grasping the wheel, and when we got there, she got out of the car and she threw the keys at me and said, I'm not driving anymore, you're my chauffeur. But it was her decision.
Yes.
Correct.
It was so sometimes we have to be a little, you know, you have to finagle a little to figure out the way.
A lot of times, too, I know my cousin, her mother didn't want to give it up, but they talked to the doctor, and when the doctor said, I think maybe, I'm giving up driving, it was like no big deal, because the doctor said.
Yeah. He's so smart.
Yeah, you know, not like my kids who don't know anything.
Well, I unfortunately, to say, there are some doctors that won't do that. They don't want to be the bad guy.
And on the flip side of it, there are some great safe driving courses and safety checks and things out there for people to really realize what is the difference now. And that's all addressed in the play of, you know, driving nowadays is a little different than it was when we first started.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about you behind the wheel, what you're doing all the time. It's all about everybody else. And so...
And sometimes I think it's just making sure that they're fit in the car right.
Right.
That they're high enough or they're, you know, because I think sometimes... They have the seat in one place, and it really shouldn't just be in that one place.
Yeah, there are ways to make it safer.
Safer.
I remember I was over on the East Coast with Ellen and her boyfriend, and we're driving along. It's all over, like, Miami, West Palm. And he turns to me and says, you know, I've never seen so many cars with nobody driving them. Because they were all hunched down, and you couldn't see. It was like...
You wonder how you can see out the window.
I know.
Terrifying.
Yeah, it's crazy. But all right, so that's great, Christine, and you always keep us updated on anything that's going on and any new shows.
Oh, yes, we're going to be running all year long, and from the looks of it, we're going to have very full audiences. We're lucky we can seat 300 in Dunedin,
yeah,
so come on out, grab a seat, and check out everything else we're doing on the events page of our website.
And your website is?
Sages, S-A-G-E-S, Theater, T-H-E-A-T-E-R, the normal spelling.
Oh,
.org.
not the American fancy spelling.
Yes. So, yeah, check us out and follow us. You know, you can get on our email list to get all the notices and you won't miss anything. And we are having auditions in May. So, Linda, if you're serious, you need to come out.
You have a lot of time.
I'm going to Washington in May, but we could talk.
Well, any of your listeners are welcome to come. We would love to see them.
Yes, please do. Please do. And like I say, it's a good place to start a conversation about something that maybe you can't start a conversation about. And I think the more education we can have, the better. And if we can bring it with a little laugh or a little, you know, looking at yourself in the mirror a little bit, I think it's much better. And people like that a whole lot better. So, Becky, what's going on? We were on Fox News this week together.
You were fabulous, ladies. I have it on tapes. Have it forever.
Christine's running out right now because they have some rehearsals. So thank you so much for being with us today, Christine. And we'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you.
So yeah, we did a story with Fox 13 this last week about the caregiver shortage. And the challenge is really that all employers are seeing across many different industries, but we're particularly seeing it in the home care industry and healthcare. We have home health aides or nursing assistants that go out to clients' homes and help our seniors so that they can age in place.
Right.
They can stay at home. So little things like helping make their meals and helping with the laundry and light housekeeping and making sure they get out and take a walk or just spend some time with somebody else. Have somebody to participate in life with.
Yeah.
And it's been a challenge to find enough people to fill the demand.
Well, plus we have such a large population here of seniors.
We do. And
I think is a little harder.
And I would be remiss to say that we've never had a caregiver shortage before. We have always had a caregiver shortage in the senior care industry. It's either feast or famine. You have too many clients or you have too many caregivers. And you're constantly
juggling
between those two. But particularly since
COVID.
And really, as the population is aging, the baby boomers are aging.
Yeah.
They're getting older. And I know. God forbid I say that.
That's
but it's true. Yeah. We do have more people that need help. There is more demand. Pinellas County is a magnet. It is a beautiful place to live and retire and flourish in.
And reasonable.
It is. I mean, it's so much.
Comparatively speaking.
Yes.
Comparatively speaking to the East Coast of Florida, Pinellas County really is just a fabulous place to be retired.
And it's quieter on this coast, I think.
It is. And our beaches are much prettier. And the Gulf of Mexico is just
And at our age, we can go in it. When you get in the Atlantic,
you're
going to
get
you around.
You're going to get your booty knocked
That's
over.
Right.
But here on a nice day, you can wade out into those tiny pools. And our caregivers can take somebody out to the beach. I mean, what a
good job that is.
But I think a lot of people don't understand what are the specifications to become a caregiver or what you... Because I think a lot of people think of it as medical.
Right, and technically, we have a non-medical home health license.
Okay.
So what that means is we're not nurses, we're not physical therapists, but we're companions. We're home aides is the best way to put it.
Helpers.
Yeah, we're helpers, and it's kind of like I tell applicants when they come in and see me, and our little logo is the house with the hand holding the house up. We lift the household up.
Yes.
By helping with those daily activities like cooking and cleaning and getting a shower and going to the grocery store and making sure you're going to your doctor's appointments.
Well, you know what happens then? Once they get in help, so it not just to help the loved one, but it helps the whole family because now I can be the daughter.
Correct.
I don't have to be, every time I go to see mom, I got to shop, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this. Because mom's aging and I want to spend time with mom.
Exactly. So the purpose of doing the interview with Fox 13, and I thank you for getting that together. But the idea was, is there another segment of the population that we may be missing?
Right.
That has an opportunity to provide these amazing skills and services to our senior community. So what we did was we said, you know, what about those retired school teachers and firefighters and policemen and retired nurses or radiologists or, you know, different people that have worked in the service industry.
Right.
Maybe they've worked in healthcare or community service.
Mm-hmm.
Would they be interested in working in a less stressful environment than they worked with years ago and be able to make a difference in somebody's life?
And plus, they have, when they come work for you, they have an opportunity with hours. Because let's say that I can only work 3 days a week, or my kids are in school, and you can work that out for them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so many of our families that are just starting with care, that's all they need. They want somebody there Monday, Wednesday, Friday for about 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
That's a perfect schedule for a recent retiree.
Yes. Because they still have time to do whatever they want, but they're still working a few hours a week. They're doing what they know.
Right. And there can be flexibility with the schedule, too. If you know that next month on the 5th of the month, you have a doctor's
wedding.
Appointment of your own or you're going out of town or something, we can finagle the schedule around a little bit.
And I think that's important for people to know because I think sometimes people don't come and apply because they think it's like 9 to 5, 5 days a week.
Right.
Or they think it's just weekends. Mm-hmm. But you have shifts all the time. Sometimes it's overnight, right?
Right. So we operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 168 hours in the week. That's a lot of time.
Yes.
And so...
think about that.
Sometimes it's Saturday night that the daughter just wants to get out with her husband and have date night, and dad lives at home with them. We have a adorable veteran that we take care of, and we do 2 evenings a week from 3:30 to 7:30 in the evening.
Nice.
So that she and her husband can go have an early date night. And
that's
just
perfect.
Hang out with dad and make sure that he has some dinner. And
he's safe.
Yeah.
Well, it's very funny because a girlfriend of mine that owns a home health care company in New York said she has a client like that. But also the loved one and the caregiver have their date. So they make it, they call it double date night. So the wife and husband, you know, the daughter and husband, whatever. And so she always brings like a video or special cookies or,
oh my gosh,
or
adorable.
Something. And she says, yeah, they call it double date night. And I thought, that's brilliant.
That's
because
awesome.
Because the dad is looking forward to his date too.
Yeah.
You know.
Good idea.
So yeah, I thought, you know, people get really smart. They're really good.
Right. Right.
All right, but before we talk about this a little further, we need to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back.
We're back.
Yeah, so if you know anybody that would like to work with Assisting Hands, where can they find you?
So they can find us. We're located in Pinellas Park, 6251 Park Boulevard in Suite 7. They can call us at 727-748-4211, or they can go to assistinghands.com/St. Pete, S-T-P-E-T-E.
All right, and I'll put all that information in the show. Now, what if somebody wants to become a CNA?
Right.
Tell us about that.
So if somebody wants to become a CNA, there are some great schools in the area. The one that we refer a lot of our applicants to is Southern Tech. It's over there on 66th Street, and they do a really good job teaching the CNA program. But you don't have to be a CNA to come work for us.
Okay.
Under our license, we can make someone a home health aide under our agency.
Okay.
So, and we do have some training. We have a great platform from caregiveruniversity.com, and we have a starter caregiver training that they can take, and we can get them the skill sets they need and the certificates they need.
Yeah, like what about, like, those they have to know CPR?
Right. So the two things that we do ask for somebody to come with is a current CPR card and a level two background screen with the state of Florida.
Okay. And where do they get those?
So they actually can come to us to get that process started. We can enter their basic information into the state of Florida's website. ACA, or the Agency for Healthcare Administration, is the governing body here in the state of Florida. And we, as an ACA-licensed home health agency, right, we can go into the database and enter someone's information and then give them a slip of paper that then they take to a fingerprint company. And they can get their fingerprints registered with the state of Florida. They're going to go through a FBI and a Florida Department of Law Enforcement background screen.
Thank you, God.
Yep, because we want to keep, we want to make sure our seniors are staying safe. We don't need any scam artists any predators out there, any crooks. None of those are going to get through our our radar. So we're going to make sure that they have a good level two background screen. That costs about $85 to $90 to go get that background check done. And it's pretty simple. And those backgrounds, thank God, are coming back really fast. We're seeing them come back in less than a week.
And then that's good for how long?
It's good for 5 years. Okay. And as much as we want you to be working with us at Assisting Hands, the beauty of that is you own those fingerprints.
Right.
Because you've those paid reports, for that service. Yeah. And any home health agency that you might go to work with or companion service that you might go to work with that's licensed, they're going to require it. And they're going to have the ability to log into the ACA database and see that, oh, this person has been through the background screening.
Right.
And they're safe and they're checked out. And we know that you're a credible person.
Right.
So
so let's talk about that a little. Let's talk about the other end here a little bit. So I'm thinking about having somebody come in and spend some time with mom.
Right.
So should I hear that the lady down the block from the church, she does it for like $8 an hour.
Yeah, I mean, God bless her for doing that. That's okay. That's a wonderful service that, you know, she's offering to the members of the church. But you have to be careful because there's liability there when you have somebody. Not only physical liability, but financial liability. So technically, if you're hiring somebody, you're supposed to pay their payroll taxes and their Social Security and their workers' compensation. You're supposed to pay into the unemployment system. You know, there's lots of tax consequences with hiring somebody independently that you need to be aware of. On the flip side, there are some litigious liabilities there that, God forbid, sweet little lady who comes into your home, she falls and slips on a wet spot in the bathroom when she's giving your mom a shower, and she falls and
breaks her wrist.
And all of a sudden, you're liable for that because it happened in your home.
Right.
Now, if you're working with a licensed home care agency like we are at Assisting Hands, we hold liability insurance for our caregivers. We hold workers' comp.
Wow.
So if one of my workers gets hurt on the job, I have a 24-hour triage line that worker has that number. She calls in, finds out, okay, what do I need to do? What are the urgent care clinics that I can go to? We're going to get her x-rayed. We're going to get her a splint on her. Right. We're going to make sure that she's okay. And then because she can't come out and work the next couple of days, we're going to get you a replacement.
Yeah, that's a big deal too.
So not only are you going to have the liability, you're going to have a backup plan.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's so important because people mean well, but you don't know what happens when somebody falls or something like that happens, and it's never intentional.
And you need backup plans.
Yeah. I'd rather just have the lady from the church just come down and be a visitor if she wants to help that way. It would be
absolutely
a wonderful thing.
Absolutely.
You know?
And if the lady from the church is looking for a job, I mean,
yeah, there you go.
We might be able to put her on the payroll.
Would you say your number is again?
727-748-4211.
So what else did we want to talk about today? Well, some of, you know, we're so blessed to live in this area.
I tell you what.
The programs that are available, the resources that are available, the people are just fabulous.
Right. And we have an amazing organization called the Area Agency on Aging.
Yes.
And they serve both Pinellas and Pasco County here for us. every cluster or group of counties in the state of Florida have an area agency, and area agencies exist across the U.S. Yes. So whatever state you're in, whatever county you're in, you have an area agency on aging. And we are so blessed by the Pasco Pinellas Area Agency on Aging, headed up by Anne-Marie Winter and her fabulous team that gets rave reviews every year when they have their state audit. And one of the programs that Anne-Marie sent me this past week is a mental health counseling program. This is funded by a grant from the state of Florida, and they are offering services via telehealth, in-home, or conducted at senior centers to elderly individuals living here in Pasco and Pinellas counties. And there's support groups or emotional support, information, guidance for our older adults that just need some extra help. They meet anywhere from weekly, biweekly, monthly, and they basically establish a treatment plan, which then is reviewed every 6 months for that particular person.
And I think that's good because you want to be proactive in your care.
Right.
You want to be proactive if you want. I would probably want to be talking to some other people and getting some more education before I had any conversation with my daughter about bringing in help or whatever.
Right. So this is a impartial third party.
Exactly.
And these
nobody
are
even
trained,
has to know if I go there.
Right. It's confidential. These are trained individuals providing mental health services. And you can do it from the convenience of your home if you want to do a telehealth. And it's available for any seniors in Pinellas County or Pasco County that are 60 or older. They have to live in Pinellas or Pasco.
Right.
Special emphasis, we're really trying to target the at-risk seniors, such as minorities, low income, those
people that,
are alone. Yeah, they're socially isolated and they're at risk of placement. They're at risk of having someone that maybe they take care of, that they're supporting at home, be placed into a senior care facility, or maybe they themselves are at risk for that.
Yeah, I was starting to think about some of those. You know, at the caregiver luncheon the other day, one of the women there, her husband passed away about 2 years ago, and she's thinking about herself. Maybe I need to make a move into a community. And it's a big decision. But if you could be with a group of people, I think, it just gives you more power.
Right. And I think it's important that we take care of ourselves. And I even find this mental health counseling program, I think this is so important for our family caregivers.
Yeah.
That if you're a husband and wife, and you're the wife, and you're taking care of your husband, who maybe has congestive heart failure, and you're feeling a little tapped out, you need to tap into this counseling program.
Well, I think a lot of people need counseling just because of COVID.
Right.
Just from being locked up so much, just from, you know, there are people that are still fearful. You know, we're starting to open up more, but there are still people that are fearful even to go to the supermarket.
Correct. And so it's nice to have somebody to talk to.
Yes.
And bounce your ideas off of and your fears and your anxieties and things you're concerned about. It's good to have somebody to talk to about that.
And they'll also have resources for you.
Right, right. So there's a phone number you can call if you're interested in this program. It's 727-570-9696, and it's extension 162.
And I'll put all that information in the show also.
Right.
So everybody has it. And as always, if you ever have any questions or I say something too fast or it's something from last week, you can just email me through the website, through lindaberhans.com, and I'll give you an answer. I want to talk about Diapers for Dignity.
What a great program.
What a fabulous program. I like to call them, though, confidence pants.
They are. I call them, I call them their briefs.
Briefs. Yeah, I don't like the word diaper.
I don't either.
Yes.
So, but, you know, it is dignity.
Yes, it is. But if you're having trouble and you cannot afford the supplies that you need, you can contact the Disability Achievement Center. They're right in Largo. Their number is 727-539-7550. So they have also pads for the bed. If you need some pads for the bed or any of that kind of stuff, you can get from them. Because what happens is lots of times people, their loved one passes away and they have a lot of those supplies. And then right. we can donate them to the Disability Achievement Center, and then they can give them to other people that need them. And they do a whole lot of other things.
They're very expensive to buy.
They are very expensive.
They are. And I've had some families that maybe they've tried different sizes. They've right. tried different
brand
styles.
Sizes.
Yeah. yeah, because you're trying to find something that's comfortable,
yeah.
that
right.
fits, that doesn't leak, that works for
yeah.
you. And so... you know, the Diapers with Dignity program is great because it's been a storehouse for keeping these things out of the landfill.
Yes.
Yeah.
And out of
wasted.
The incinerator and being wasted. And so it's been a great program. So if you have a need for those adult briefs, for those bed pads, this is a great place. But if you have extra supplies.
Exactly.
This
Don't
is
waste
another
them.
Wonderful resource.
Yeah.
To donate
and call,
to.
Somebody will come and pick them up by you. You don't even have to worry about it. You know, a woman called me. This was a couple of years ago, and she lived in those apartments on 86th Avenue, those two, the white buildings or
yes.
whatever. And she said, I have my husband passed away, and I have a bunch of diapers. And I was like, okay. So I went over there to pick them up. She started throwing them off the balcony into the bushes, boxes of diapers.
Oh, my goodness.
She goes,
that
yes,
was smart.
Catch. It's like, oh,
Bombs
my
away.
Goodness. But, yeah, I'll catch them off a balcony if you need, if you yeah. have someone you want, and we'll bring them to the Disability Achievement Center. And there's
Beautiful.
A lot of other things going on with the Disability Achievement Center. So they're putting a lot of Moby mats on the beach. And for you people that don't know what a Moby mat is, it's like a rubber mat that goes across the sand so that people with wheelchairs...
Or walkers.
Or
yeah.
any kind of mobility issues.
Right. If you're on wheels...
Yeah.
These mats help you be able to still go enjoy our beautiful Pinellas
yeah.
County beaches.
Yeah. In fact, one of my friends from Kiwanis passed away last week. He was 99.
Oh, God bless
and,
him.
And the week before, he went out to the beach and went on one of the Moby mats, and he was so happy. And his grandson took all these fabulous pictures of him, and he took him fishing, too, and it was really...
Yeah,
really
and,
very, very special.
And congrats to the Disability Achievement Center. And who is that over there?
That's Jody Armstrong. She's like a firecracker.
She's amazing. She's a former mayor of one of the Gulf Beaches cities.
And she's a tiny little thing.
She's a spitfire. And she has been getting, if you don't know about this, look in the news this past week and read about the Moby mats.
Yes. And she also said, because, you know, our show is everywhere, if you're interested in getting Moby mats where you live, she'll give you the information what to do about it, because this is her mission, one of her missions.
Yeah, absolutely. And, the latest one was installed at Madeira Beach
yeah.
at Archibald Park.
Yeah.
So if you do have a family member that maybe is with a walker or with a wheelchair, and you want to go take that special trip to the beach
yeah.
to go watch that absolutely beautiful sunset.
Yeah. That you thought you couldn't go before.
Exactly. You know,
yeah.
it's little toll parking there, and you just pull right out.
Yeah.
And from the concrete, you just go right out to the Moby mat.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful transition, and they're keeping them all cleaned off so you can
yeah.
you can get the tires out there. It's an awesome gift to our community.
You don't know how much difference that could make to your loved one. To get to go out and see a sunset that they
yeah.
maybe haven't seen in a long time.
And what a special moment that is for you to go share that sunset.
Yeah.
As we sunset in our last chapter of our lives, it's important to be able to share those memories.
It's important to spend that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so important to get help. Whether it's someone coming into your home, whether it's adult daycare, there are different options, and people don't know about the different options. Neighborly Care Network was supposed to be on today. I guess we'll have them on in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
But they have some fabulous programs.
They do, from transportation, Meals on Wheels,
yeah.
adult day.
Yeah. Respite. There's some respite now. I mean, there's
awesome.
Many things that are available that people just don't know about. You know, I don't want anybody going without a meal.
No, there's no reason for that. I mean, we live in, as we say, a phenomenal county with great resources right here in our own backyard, and there is no reason for somebody to go without care.
But I want you to watch out for your neighbors, because you know the neighbor that lives by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor called me this week.
Did she?
No, he says, Kathy told me to call you. We didn't see you. And we love you, and we want to make sure you're all right. Every so often he calls.
So sweet.
But that's important.
Sure, you got a little extra. We had some extra Brunswick stew last week that we made, and I put it in a little container, and I took it over to Charlie, our neighbor, and he was so grateful. He's lonely. His wife passed away, and, you know, he's by himself now.
You know, when I was telling somebody the other day, when I used to live in New York, I was in this program through, it wasn't my church, it was another church, but... And I would feed a person one night a week. I would bring food to him. He didn't care about the food. He liked the food, but he was just so happy that I came.
Right.
That somebody was there to talk to, you know. And this guy, Bill, well, God bless him. He's in heaven now. But every week I would go in, there'd be something different I never saw. There'd be like a poster, vote for Eisenhower. And then the next week there'd be like a wind-up Victrola. And he had a 1914 Model T or something that when he felt good, he used to take me out to the garage to see the car.
Oh, wow.
But he just wanted company. He just wanted somebody to see. So stop in on your neighbors. Make an excuse. It's very easy to do.
It is. It is. And the joy it will bring them and you will be priceless.
Because some people, they're just afraid to ask for help. Or they don't know how. I remember when we had a hurricane one time, and my one neighbor next door was... in her house all by herself with all those storm shutters down. So she was like in a cave all by herself. She didn't tell me until after it was over. We were right next door, you know.
Having
a hurricane party.
Exactly. She was on a bicycle in the living room. But really, I felt so terrible after that.
Right.
That I didn't realize that.
Right. Just go knock on your neighbor's door and say hello and how you doing?
And yeah. And my neighbors, too, this week, they brought me two big muffins from the bakery and two chocolate eclairs. They're very good to me.
When you have to buy something by the dozen, you really shouldn't eat all dozen eclairs. So share one with your neighbor.
Oh, they're so funny. They I think they're from the Depression because... He goes, we're going shopping again. You need anything? I said, your house is going to sink, Ray. He goes, I know, but it's on sale.
It's on sale.
And
I found room in the freezer. They took me, and they have a walk-in closet that's food.
Yeah.
So I said, well, if anything happens to you, where's the key?
Exactly.
You know where to go.
God love them. They're always looking after me.
Well, you do have a fabulous community where you live, too. Like, where Lynn lives, they have a building where they have walkers. They have a playpen. Like, if someone comes to visit, they can get it from there.
Medevac can borrow it.
Yeah. That's a fabulous awesome. Thing to have.
Yeah, that's great. That's what community is supposed to be about.
Yeah. Well, it all starts with talking to your neighbor.
Right.
Yeah, and talk. It was funny. I was in the chiropractor the other day, and I was talking about the conference. Let's talk about the conference.
Yeah.
And so there was a woman sitting next to me, and of course I whip out the card and I give her the conference card, and she goes, "Oh, I know Becky." I said, "Oh, Becky's a very good friend of mine." And then I started saying something. She said, "I know you too." And I said, "You do?" She goes, "Yes, I sit behind you in church." I said, "Oh, hi."
They're your church neighbors.
Yeah.
I know who that is.
Do you?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, no.
So we got this amazing conference coming up that you're hosting.
Exciting.
It's going to be, May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And it's online. So people, if you're still a little nervous about going out and...
Yeah. Or you just someone, you don't have to find anyone to take care of your loved one.
Yep.
You don't have to get dressed up. You don't have to find somewhere to park. You don't have to pay how much for gas?
Conference is free.
Conference is free.
$4 a gallon. Yeah. You don't need to go anywhere.
Yes. The conference is totally free.
And you've got a great lineup. Of course, you have me on Tuesday, May 3rd at 10 a.m. And we're going to talk about when is it time to bring in help.
Yeah.
You've got
Kate McCarty.
She's fabulous.
I love Kate, and she's going to talk about the shadows on the journey. And what's really fabulous, Kate is an expert, but she's living with someone with dementia.
She and Mike are walking that path together, and she started with the early diagnosis and the multiple diagnosis, trying to figure out what the heck is causing these really strange behaviors. And she's been to all the doctor's appointments. She's been through all the testing. And, she's pretty amazing.
And I like that. I like when someone is talking from firsthand experience. Because I've heard some speakers talk about things that they didn't have a clue
what no
it was really like to be in it.
Right. Kate can speak it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
So I really want to talk a little bit more about the conference, so we have a few more minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as we did with the last conference, every day at lunchtime, we're going to have a different modality. So at lunchtime, we will have on the first day, we will have Reiki healing for caregivers.
Brenda's going to do that for
Brenda
us, right?
Yes, fabulous, fabulous. And then Shannon Wagner the next day is going to do chair exercises and meditation.
I like it.
And then on the third day, Becca Simmons is going to do yoga for caregivers.
Hmm.
Yes.
We can breathe.
A little bit.
Can learn to breathe and relax.
So once you get all chilled out about that, then you have a little lunch. And then after that, each day we have AE Corner. And that's adaptive equipment. So they are two physical therapists, and they have a fabulous website and a YouTube page. And now I hear they're TikToking, too.
Oh, my goodness.
But they bring to the table the latest and best equipment. The last conference, the one day they did the newest things for the kitchen, the other day was like newest things for the bathroom, and then the third day was adaptable clothing, which I didn't even know about until then.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I mean, these are all tools and resources to help you, the caregiver, to stay at home.
Yeah.
To adapt and evolve.
Well, and also to give your loved ones some independence so they don't feel like they're being treated like a baby
and
or whatever.
Dignity.
Yes.
Because, you know what, it hits hard at our pride when we can't do things for ourselves.
Yeah.
And when we, you know, can't wear our normal pants that we used to wear. And you don't want to look like you're in, you know, clothes that don't fit you.
And you don't want to be trying to put on clothes that hurts for you to do it.
Right.
That you have to, like, put your arm, you know.
It takes you an hour to get dressed.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
That's,
so they have
that's
that.
Not right.
And then last week we had Easy Hold on, and there are these grips that you can put on, you can use a fork, you can use a pen, you can use a broom, just with these things. And
pretty cool.
And she lives on a horse farm.
Yeah, thank you for sending that to me, because I couldn't see it.
But when you see it, you get it, right?
Yes, now I get it.
It's fabulous, and it can be used for anybody with disabilities. And so, yeah.
Right.
In fact, they sent me some, they're sending me some samples for the caregiver contest. So when we
and
have
for your friends.
Yes. And so when we have the caregiver contest, one of you will be winning that wonderful thing. But you need to go to the website and register for the caregiver conference at lindaburhans.com. Okay.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Free
is for me.
Thanks to our sponsors.
And then we have David Bernstein, Dr. David Bernstein and Melissa Bernstein. They did a fabulous job at the last conference. They're going to talk about the importance of connections and engagement for caregivers.
Yep.
And we have Chaplain Dawn, who's going to talk about spirituality in caregiving. And Sean Scott, who's a regular on the show, is going to talk what you need to know about Medicaid and estate planning. Please tune in for that. It's very important because somebody just came to my support group like 2 weeks ago and said, yeah, they told me spend all my money now. No, don't spend all your money now.
No, there's ways don't of protecting things.
Right.
There's ways of...
And she had no idea.
Right.
And,
Sean's great at that.
Yeah.
Sean and his team really know what they're talking about. And
well, now she created trust and she's all good and...
Yeah, and she can live life to the fullest.
Yes.
So, and you know what, Linda, I just want to thank you. Because you put together these amazing resources for our listeners and really make a difference in the lives of so many people. And you're an angel. And
thank you.
You're pretty awesome. So people need to check out the conference because Linda has worked really hard to put together an amazing lineup
between specialists. Her trips.
And quality people. But right now, it's time for us to go. So thanks so much for tuning in this week. I know how valuable your time is. Tune in again next week or listen to us on YouTube, Facebook, wherever. Remember, God loves you all the time and have a delicious day.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing, oh, nothing's going right, close your eyes and think of me and soon I will be there to brighten even your darkest night. You just call up my name and you know wherever I am I'll come running.